Hello and welcome to Porch Talk. My name is Ted Tate and I'm sitting in the lovely home of Bill and Becky Taylor. Bill is sitting across from me. Bill, thank you for agreeing to chat with me today.
All right, thank you, Ted. And first thing I'd like to say is honk, honk, beep, beep.
Well, that's perfect. You lead me into my first question, or the first thing I want to mention is people might have heard your voice already on our station because you're the trash truck guy.
That's right. Trash truck driver Bill. I really enjoy putting out announcements of our schedules to the people so they can get caught up on what's going on with our trash collection. And our garbologists do an excellent job of picking up everybody's trash around town. It's just a really enjoyable time. We really, really enjoy.
Do you guys have fun at your job?
Oh, yeah. I've told my grandchildren that if you work a job you love, you never work a day in your life. And I haven't worked in probably 3 years now because this job is just too exciting for me.
Garbologist, is that something you came up with yourself?
No, actually, there is a true science for garbology.
Really?
Yeah. But our guys don't go around and pick through people's trash or anything and try to analyze everything. It's just a fun way of enlightening our guys to, you know, lift them up a little bit instead of just being garbage.
Make them like, sound like guys with PhDs.
Right, yeah, exactly. We are professionals anyway, so why not a garbologist?
You know? I thought that was a made-up word. I really did.
No, I had to look it up, and I said, well, there is a word.
So. That's brilliant.
So that's why I have to parenthesize when I put it on my Facebook that it's a tongue-in-cheek kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, everybody gets it, and we're thrilled.
Good.
We're happy to have you on the station just doing that little public service, letting people know what days are non-trash days because of a holiday or special pickups or whatever. So it's great, and it's you do it with such a flair. I think it's great fun. You're obviously having fun doing that, too.
Oh, yeah. I enjoy doing the hometown flavor, you know. Let everybody be comfortable with what we're doing. It's not a strict by book type of trash collection or anything. It's just we try to help out the best we can with what we can do. Some things we can't pick up, of course, but you know, like appliances or huge screen TVs that won't fit in the back of the truck. But mainly it's just we just have a ball going door to door and picking up trash.
Now you've been doing that for 3 years. Let's back up a little bit. You're not from Colonial Beach. Where are you from originally?
Oh, let me start with this. This has been a journey since I graduated high school in 1972 in high school in Ohio.
Okay.
3 days after I graduated, I hitchhiked out to California and spent a couple weeks out in Sacramento and San Francisco and then I
sounds like you were a hippie.
Well, I was a hitchhiker. I was a journeyman.
Okay.
And so I made it back to Ohio and sat there for a couple weeks with nothing to do. So I enlisted in the Navy. My cousin talked me into joining the Navy, and so I joined the Navy and was a radioman.
Oh, okay.
And so I was spent a few years in Okinawa, had a communication site down there. And then I went on board ship as a radioman on a destroyer escort. I don't even think they have those anymore.
Okay.
And during the typhoons, all the guys below, you know, like in the radio rooms and everything, you know, people getting seasick and everything.
Sure, because you got no windows, right?
I enjoyed the fresh air, so I switched up my rate to signalman. So I was able to go above the decks, and we did semaphore and
so the signalman is the guy with the flashy light?
Yeah, the flashing light and the semaphore, which I did all that in Boy Scouts.
You know? Okay.
So it was all familiar. It's just when I was learning the Morse code over again, the birds were always talking to me, and I didn't understand what they were saying. All the chirp, chirp, chirp. It was like, did it, dot, dot, did it. So
in the Navy for how long?
I did my 4 years. It was Vietnam era, so
okay.
I didn't have to go in country or anything, but I did get to enjoy a lot of travel, Thailand, and we did a Westpac cruise from Hawaii to Singapore to the Philippines.
Wow.
And went as far over as Karachi, Pakistan, went across the equator and got my shellback certificate. You know, before you go across the equator in the Navy, you're a polywog. But once you go across the equator, you stop, you drop anchor, and they have a big initiation for shellbacks. And a lot of the old salts in town know exactly what I'm talking about when King Neptune's Court and all that. It was very good.
It's a big production, is it?
It's a rites of passage for a sailor. Yeah.
That's cool.
So when I came back from the Navy, I spent maybe a year in Ohio again, where I was originally from. My parents lived there, and jobs weren't happening. So I had a 1972 pickup Pinto, a Ford Pinto. You know, the old Pintos.
Yeah, the ones that you smash into the back of them and they blow up.
Yeah. Well, everything I owned fit in the back of that. Okay. I had a great Pioneer stereo system, amp, preamp, and tuner, and two big Bose 901 speakers.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah. And, of course, a couple pair of jeans and a few T-shirts and everything I owned. And I ran out of gas down in Tappahannock, Virginia, and found out that
Where were you headed?
I was just away.
Heading south.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so
in Tappahannock and ran out of gas.
Yeah, and there were a couple friends I knew there, and they had a college across the river at Rappahannock Community College. Mm-hmm. On my GI Bill, I went there. My friends moved. I moved to my tent. I lived in a tent, a campground.
Wow.
For about 6 months. Then I met a girl down there. We got married, had two great kids. And
in a tent?
Oh, no, she did come to the campground, and she happened to have a can of beans in the back of her car, and all my firewood was wet. So she gave me the can of beans and then took me to Pizza Hut and got me a pizza. So that was pretty good. So we had two great kids with her, and unfortunately I moved back to Ohio and started driving truck. That was another adventure I started on, driving tractor trailer. Mm-hmm. And that was in the late 70s, early 80s.
Okay.
And that's what I've done ever since, is just drive tractor trailers for three other companies.
Okay.
I started out cross country driving at first for
tough
clients.
Job.
Yeah, it was, but it was a lot of fun. I mean, it was great. And then I wanted to
And you were in that CB era.
Oh, yeah.
Breaker.
Breaker 1-9, you know, and catch on the flip-flop and going up to the Windy and all that. That was a fun time, and there was a lot less restrictions at that time. So,
In terms of hauling freight?
As far as government regulations,
right.
You were pretty well restricted now, but back then you could actually take a day off and go and enjoy one of your stop towns. To Dallas, or if you're going to Houston or down to Mobile, Alabama, you could actually stop and look around a little bit.
Like tourist.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
So it's
see the country, be a truck driver.
That was it, man. Back in the day, that was fantastic, but it got a little too much for, you know, the growing children. So I got a little bit closer. I got east of the Mississippi and covered everything from Florida to Maine to Michigan, and that was still a little too far out. So
still got some home time, but not enough.
Right. And then finally, I got a job in Fredericksburg. I worked there 19 years hauling telephone cables for Verizon. And got to help dedicate.
Formerly known as Bell Atlantic at that time.
It was Bell Atlantic. And then it switched over to Verizon.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember the changes. I still have a hard hat that has Bell Atlantic on it.
Okay.
So, but my last couple years of driving, I just drove from Maine to Florida hauling styrofoam coolers and insulation. And probably about 2015 was when I retired from there. But I still needed that need to drive. So I worked a couple jobs working with a medical supply company hauling oxygen tanks and hospital beds and wheelchairs, you know, to people.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a little closer. That was Spotsylvania and Stafford. And
but you were living in Ohio?
No, I was. Oh, I'd moved back.
Moved back again.
I missed that. Did I miss that call?
That's all right.
Yeah, and you married somebody else.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And there's Becky chiming in.
Yeah. Don't forget. Yeah. It was great.
That's quite all right, Becky. We had to mention that you're in the picture at some point.
Yeah. Well, I took a break from truck driving, and I was EMT on a rescue squad over in Caroline County, and they were looking for help at the dialysis center in Fredericksburg. And I had just recently divorced my first wife, so I went up to the dialysis center, got a job. I figured I'd be like a phlebotomist.
Okay.
It was nothing like that. It was just patient care. And while I was there, I met this girl and...
Named Becky.
She was the throb of my heart, man. And the first time we talked, all she did was look at me and she says, "You're a man, you're a Libra, and you're breathing."
That's enough?
That is... Yeah, so she said, "Get away." She had nothing to do with men again. No more men.
Oh, okay.
Because I think we had the same lives in separate periods.
Okay.
You know, so
parallel lives.
Yeah, and we worked it out, and I guess about a year later we ended up being married, and it's been over 25 years now.
Wow! Congratulations.
It's a dream, man.
So this is now you're settled in the Tappahannock area.
Yeah.
At that point.
That was no Tappahannock only lasted probably for about a year and a half, and then I did have to go back to Ohio to try to find a job there.
Okay.
And that's when I got the job with the appliance manufacturer, Tappan Appliances.
Oh, right. Okay.
And I worked there. Just a couple years, and they went on strike. They were a union shop, went on strike, and luckily I was laid off before the strike. So I was able to get unemployment while the other guys were getting strike, picket duty.
Right.
And they ended up closing up the factory and moved to Dalton, Georgia, I think. Hmm. But then I moved back to Virginia, and then I got a job working with a company, E.R. Carpenter out of Richmond, hauling foam manufacturing, you know, like bedding and cushions and the soft foam.
Memory foam,
nice.
That sort of stuff.
Yeah, it was really high-tech stuff back then.
Yeah.
And I did that for probably 7 years and ended up working for it, finally, the 19 years with Commonwealth Carrier up in Fredericksburg, the flatbed operation, and that was very good. But... that changed hands, and then we changed, and then I got to work with Ryder Logistics. That was fantastic. That was the excellent job. I'd be out all week, of course, but I was dispatched work all week long instead of having to sit and wait. My dispatcher was able to keep me moving through blizzards, through hurricanes, dodging tornadoes, and it was just for a couple years.
Okay.
But we had moved to Colonial Beach, I guess, in 2007.
Okay.
So we've been here almost 13 years now. But I was never connected with the town because I was gone all week. And the only thing good was to drive a golf cart 20 mile an hour and give me a break from a 70 mile an hour semi. So, and my left arm would get tired from people saying, come on around. I would just put. Unfortunately, I catch my car doing the same thing as my golf cart.
Going too slow?
Yeah, I'm rolling the window out and say, come on around.
So you've bounced around a lot from the sound of it. Do you think you're setting down roots here now?
Yeah, I think, you know, I've been through 14 countries. I've been through 46 states. And I think Colonial Beach, I think I have found my spot in the universe.
Yeah.
This is where it's most comfortable. This is where you can really sit and breathe and relax. You know, there's no tension here that much.
And, I mean, how did you find Colonial Beach? I mean, obviously you'd been in the area and everything. Was there one particular moment you remember where, like, you stumbled upon Colonial Beach or somebody told you about it?
Yeah, Becky and I had moved to Greensboro, North Carolina for a while. Her father took ill, and we went down to take care of him. And we were there for only 18 months. And he passed, so we were looking to come back to Virginia. And we were looking for a place to live. The real estate market was very expensive in Fredericksburg at 2007. So we were going online, and we had been to Colonial Beach before when the kids were younger and years ago, but we never considered it. But with the golf cart town and the house that we saw, we walked into this house that we're in now, and Becky just said, "This smells like Grandma's house." So we signed papers, you know, for a contract that day.
Was that a compliment or a jibe? That's what I want to know. Was that good or bad? Smells like Grandma's house.
I guess it was good.
You bought it, so I guess it was a compliment.
Yeah. And we've had all the grandchildren come up through, and they've enjoyed it. Now they're grown and are away following their adventures, and we still have a couple that still float in every now and then and get to spend a weekend with Grandma and Grandpa. We don't get to do the pajama golf cart parties like we used to. We'd have a pajama party in town, and on Friday night we would all pile up in the golf cart in our pajamas and go down to the boardwalk and just walk up and down and listen to the music.
When did this happen? I don't remember this.
Oh, well, this is what we did.
Oh, what you did?
Yeah, with the
grandkids.
It wasn't
a town event.
No, it was just what we did for the yeah, it should be.
Well, it sounds like one.
Yeah, it would be a lot of fun. Have a big pajama party on the boardwalk.
Yeah.
That's something to think, but that's what we did. And
okay.
And we would just walk up and down and listen to the music and see the people. And of course, I had a pair of pajamas that glowed in the dark with skull and crossbones.
As one does, I guess.
Yeah, well, grandpas do. Because I'll stand in the light for a long time, and when I'm tucking the kids in and I turn the light out, they see grandpa's skull and crossbones walking out the door. So we had a lot of fun, yeah. Well, Becky and I are kind of like mushrooms, you know, we're a couple of fun guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you moved to Colonial Beach, you were still working, I guess, for the trucking companies.
Right, yeah.
And then 3 years ago, you switched jobs, but still driving something.
Right.
Now it's a trash truck.
And now it's a trash truck. And I tell you, I'm having more fun in just this little town driving my trash truck all day long, every day, 5 days a week. And I was going to say that, you know, I don't always drive a trash truck, but when I do, I have the radio locked into WWER 88.1.
Wow, really glad to hear that.
Well, I just love the programming that y'all have. It just makes my day, just the music, the way the music plays. And
that's awesome.
It's just, y'all do a great job with the radio. And I hope everybody, I tried to talk to everybody about.
Yeah, you're probably one of our best promoters, just talking to people around town, telling them all about it, that we exist. Because, of course, we're trying to still get the word out, so that's great. And thank you for doing that.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You see a lot of people on the summer mornings out having their coffee with their friends, and I'll tell them about the radio station because they're sitting in silence. They might be sitting there not talking to each other. And I'll say, listen to this radio station.
That's great.
And so everybody's pleased. I think it's a good thing.
The town is full of a lot of people who volunteer and give of themselves. I mean, that's been one of the things that I've certainly discovered in starting the radio station, is people came out of the woodwork to try and volunteer and help out and everything, and I think it's wonderful, and you did too. You came to me and said, you know, this week is a holiday and there's not going to be trash collection on this day, and I said, well, go, and actually I think you recorded the announcement without me even asking and sent it to me and said, what do you think of this?
Yeah.
And I said, great, we're going to put it on the air right now.
Right, because I was doing Facebook and just putting it out there on Facebook when the written word and passing it on to all the groups. And then I got your invitation to do a broadcast, and that was exciting. So,
well, we're happy to have you.
And we've had a couple more since then.
Are there any other organizations that you've been like volunteering with?
Yeah, Becky and I really do a lot of volunteers. We started at a winery over in Gordonsville. We volunteered for wine festivals. We were ABC managers for Horton Vineyard. And we would work the festivals for them. And we'd always tell them that we would wine for work and work for wine. And we did pretty well. We didn't care for the money. The wine they made was so good, it was enough to bring home for us. And here in the beach, we enjoy going out with Chamber of Commerce, with Susan Mack and and Sally Adams.
They're
you
great.
Know, we just love working with them. And the Osprey Festival, the Water Festival, the Potomac River Festival, that's all coming up this year.
Yep.
And the nice thing about it is we get to meet so many different people when we volunteer, not just the people coming into the festival, but the other volunteers. We get to meet more and more people in town.
So when you're doing these, it sounds like what you're doing, like say the Osprey Festival, you're manning a booth or something like that? Is that kind of the stuff
you do? Yeah, we go where they need us at. They're going to have a training, a history and Osprey training for people to drive on golf carts and take the people from the festivals and give them a talk of the town and a little spiel about how the Ospreys migrated here and where do they go from here when
they
leave.
Sort of tour guides.
Right, yeah. Mm.
Good.
And just educate a lot of folks that didn't know that. We didn't know Ospreys went to South America for the winter. You know, we wondered where they went. I thought they just went to Florida or down to the Panhandle and had, you know, parties. But that was good. We're looking forward to that.
Good, good. I'd love to chat with Joyce, who runs the Osprey Festival, but she's a little shy. I don't think she wants to do an interview.
Yeah. I think when more and more people get listen to interviews of the people in town, I think, you know, what they're doing is great to just bring out a little bit more about, you know, their character and, you know, how we're all just... there's unity in a community.
Yes.
And that's where we find it in our volunteerism.
That's awesome. And I definitely agree with you. There's so many great people here who are giving of themselves. And I think it's fun to sit down and chat with them and get to know them a little bit better and find out, you know, where you came from and, you know, a little bit about, you know, who the person is. You know, you see people on the street or in the restaurants or whatever, and you wave and say hi and whatever, but very often you don't get a chance to really sit down and go, so, you know, how'd you get here, you know, or what have you. So I appreciate you inviting me into your home to do exactly that. Just wondering if there's anything else that you want to touch upon or that
sure.
I didn't ask you?
One thing, I guess this is pretty much the conclusion, but of all the people that I've got to meet at the beach, all the colonial beachians, I found that they are lovers of love, lovers of life, giving without measure, and helping our neighbors is our pleasure. And we can walk hand in hand with our toes in the sand on a threshold of a dream. So, Colonial Beach, be a part of the new horizon, the new frontier.
Bill Taylor, you are a garbologist with the heart of a poet. Thank you very much for inviting me, and thank you for your service.
My pleasure.
Navy, and thanks for joining us on Porch Talk.
Right. And by the way, that did have a little bit to do with the Moody Blues and Steely Dan.
You were stealing some lyrics there, weren't
just
you?
Just a little literary license.
Well, credit where credit is due. You've credited the author, but you still have the heart of a poet.
Right. Well, thank you, Ted, for this time. Appreciate
All right.
it.
Thank you.